This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. Senate candidates spent the last weekend before Election Day making their last pitches to voters, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In Fort Collins, Republican Senate candidate Joe O'Day encouraged people to vote and to tell their friends and family to vote. He kept his message focused on the economy and framed the election as a referendum on President Joe Biden.
And I want you to ask him a question. How do you like the last 22 months?
Democratic incumbent Senator Michael Bennet focused on his accomplishments in the last 2 years, as well as his work on income inequality.
That's one of the reasons I want to go back, because I want to make that enhanced child tax credit permanent. In fact, I want to end childhood poverty in America.
Bennet leads in the race, according to most polls. But Democrats face strong headwinds going into the election that could influence the outcome of the race. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Along with the candidates and a lot of ballot measures, Colorado voters are deciding whether judges will keep their jobs. Before making that decision, voters can read evaluations of the judges from the State Judicial Performance Commission. Here's retired Judge Russell Carparelli.
Those surveys come back and the commission reviews those and then comes up with its summary. It also meets with the judge and talks about what the feedback has been.
There are 22 Colorado judges up for retention in this fall's election. The Purgatory Ski Resort in southwest Colorado is suing the U.S. Forest Service over its right to divert water from a creek. The Durango Herald reports it's the latest in a long-running dispute over water rights. Mostly sunny across Colorado today and tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.